Back now with Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Madeline Brand. On the snow belt of Maine's border with Canada, there's a county called Aroostook. The population is tiny, the economy not so good. Well, they're hoping there that an off-brand Olympic sport might help them. It's called biathlon, a combination of cross-country skiing and target shooting. Starting this Friday, Aroostook County will host the North American Biathlon Championships. Charlotte Albright has this report.
Meteorologists are warning of a whiteout by noon, and lots of schools are closed by the impending blizzard. But five different districts take a planned field trip on slippery roads to the Nordic Heritage Center in Presque Isle for a full day of cross-country ski lessons. About 60 middle schoolers spill out of yellow buses. A few pause by the target range to watch an impromptu demonstration by one of Canada's best biathletes, Patrick Côté, training in the biting wind. Wearing a tight stocking cap and aerodynamic spandex tights, he hoists his rifle backpack on his shoulders and steps onto narrow skis. Then he dashes from the range onto the first loop of a winding track through woods and fields. In a minute or two, he reappears, grabs his rifle, and drops spread-eagled on a rubber mat, hoping to lower his heart rate enough to steady his hand as he aims at a horizontal line of five tiny targets about 50 meters away. Today, his young audience must learn to ski. The shooting will come later. So they tear themselves away and follow their coach up a small hill. Some wear only sweatshirts and jeans, and a few overweight kids huff and puff. But no one complains about the cold.
Who wants to be the first brave person to go?
I do!
Definitely not me.
Let's go, Rachel. Let's see it.
11-year-old Rachel Olubemi wobbles her way around each blue pole to the cheers of classmates.
Stay low, Rachel. Get into your tuck.
Woohoo!
Now that she can sort of ski, Rachel ponders learning to shoot.
I think I might. I don't have a very good target aim.
Of course, that's true of a lot of beginning biathletes. 17-year-old Hillary McNamee grew up here, and when not competing abroad or training for the Olympics, she teaches kids the sport that's taken over her life. She got her first taste of biathlon from a high school ski coach who roped her into it.
And then they gave me a gun, as bad as it sounds, but they're like, hey, want to try it? And so I got hooked.
Now the number one junior biathlete in the country, McNamee is among about a dozen elite contenders building hometown pride by racking up wins around the world this year. When Maine hosts a major event, like the 2004 World Cup, locals volunteer in droves, and as motels fill up, even open up their homes to foreign visitors. Local merchants are beginning to cash in on biathlon.
Absolutely. Dressing rooms right over here.
At Mojo's, her new ski and bike shop, Melanie Stewart assists a gray-haired cross-country skier. There's another ski store a few doors away and a fancy new brew pub catering to outdoorsy types. Stewart's dabbled in biathlon. She says there's a surprisingly big market in this farm town for high-end outdoor sports equipment.
As I've seen through my store, the rental business is phenomenal. I mean, I have over 800 pairs of skis out in the community of Aroostook County.
And that doesn't include all the skis she's sold. That's a lot of equipment for the roughly 30,000 families who live in her area. In addition to the two world-class tracks, communities have built 28 smaller cross-country ski trails maintained by volunteers. And it's not unusual, on a moonlit winter night, to see young and old people gather for a potluck supper, turn on the outdoor lights, and then try their hands and feet at a sport they'd barely heard of only a few years ago. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.